Good morning, church. Good morning, beloved of the Lord. You know, there are many people in hell right now who would give anything to have your seat. They say, if I could just do it all over again, if I just had the opportunity. We have a good day here in front of us now. We're going to start our morning off praising God. We're going to testify. We're going to hear a message from His throne room. So let's stand. Let's get started. Father, we thank You once again that we have the breath of life in us. And Father, let us never take that for granted, that we just breathe every second of the day. And Father, we thank You that we have here another day in front of us, and that we've made a conscious decision to be here in church. And Father, I know that You will honor this. And Father, I just ask that Your Holy Spirit would just be here with us once again. As we lift up praises, as we give You glory, lift up and worship the name of Jesus, that Your Holy Spirit would come down and just manifest Himself in power and in fire. Father, we just thank You for that. And that is our wish and our desire here this morning, to worship You in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high His royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, His army shall we lead. Trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this His glorious day. Ye that are men now serve Him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength. Jesus, stand in His strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To Him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally.
Dead in sin, but now I'm saved by grace. When the rapture comes, I'll be taken from this place. But while I'm here on earth, I'm gonna preach the word, and I'm not gonna stop till everyone has heard. I've got that resurrection life, that Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, and that's what makes me whole. Well, Jesus. Jesus is my Lord and Jesus is my King. All I want to do is just worship Him and sing. I used to pray by minutes, but now I pray by hours. 'Cause when the Holy Ghost comes down, He gives us all the power. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. That's what makes me whole. If you are in bondage, He will set you free. If you are blind, He can make you see. Devil, take notice, you'd better turn and run. 'Cause in the name of Jesus, the battle has been won. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole.
Amen.
Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. On my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
Amen.
In Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we live and move and have
you, Lord.
Well, do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you have your life in God? Does He give you that breath of life? Does He give you that spark in your heart to keep you going every day?
Amen.
Absolutely. In Him we live and we move and we have our being. Go and share your joy with each other as you say hello this morning. Gifts to people, it's a polite thing to say thank you, right? And it's appreciated. It makes you feel nice, you know, that the person liked your gift. And if we live and move in God and we have our being in Him, that's why it says, make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord, amen. Tell Him of your love, dance before Him. You know, He appreciates it when we appreciate Him. I remember when Andrew was doing something one time, and he was just enjoying it so much, and I realized that God had put that desire into him, whatever he was doing, and he was enjoying it, but God was also watching him and enjoying it through him, kind of like vicariously. God has designed all of us unique. We're all different, but we live and we move in him, and he loves it when we tell him of our love for him.
There's one.
Wonderful love. That's that agape love, followed up by people need the Lord. When will they realize that they do need Him? It's a beautiful song.
Thank you, Lord.
rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. For to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb.
Thank you, Lord.
You'll find the words to that in Psalm 19.
Thank you, Lord.
Those who want Make me a servant. Make me a servant today. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant. Servant today.
Kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Is that this is our desire, Lord, to lift up your name higher and higher. To worship you in spirit and in truth. To lift up holy hands. To make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 To praise you with our whole heart and show forth your marvelous works and be glad and rejoice in thee and sing praises unto thy name, O thou most high. O hallelujah. Hallelujah. To show forth praises to him that called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto the name of Most High, to show forth the loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, how wonderful it is, O Lord, to come into your presence with singing, to enter your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Hallelujah, and be thankful unto the Lord and bless his name. And say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. It's wonderful, Lord, to worship you, to praise you, to lift your name higher and higher, oh, for the world to see. And we bless you, Lord, and thank you. Lord, as we are about to receive this offering, you instructed us, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing for you, that it might be not enough room to receive it. And we want to thank you, Lord, and praise you that you've been a provider, and you are going to be a provider, and you are going to supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And no matter how much we give, we can never outgive you. We can never outgive you. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for your promises. For all your promises, all your provisions, and most of all for the peace that you have poured upon us, that you have saturated us with your peace and the joy. Hallelujah. And you have baptized us with your love. And we thank you today for mighty victory, for mighty breakthroughs today, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you anoint the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Give him the freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the anointing for everyone that gives a testimony today. And let your name be glorified with the testimonies as well. We pray that you anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation. And we want to thank you today for victory. We thank you, Lord, for having it your way today. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and your name be glorified above all the earth. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And we ask you, Lord, speak to us today. Speak us through your word. Speak us, O Lord, through testimonies. Oh, show us a heart and line it up with the word of God, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Okay, good morning. I'm going to take some testimonies this morning. I do want to say for myself that I believe God gave us four more jobs to do this week. They're not locked up yet, but they're in the works. So I don't see anybody's hand out there. Has anybody got their hand up? Can you raise it higher? No. Okay. Come on, Natalia.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
If you're saved, then you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're saved, then you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're saved, then you know it, then your life will surely show. If you're saved, then you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're saved, then you know it, clap your hands. If you're saved, then you know it, clap your hands. If you're saved, then you know it, then your life will surely show. If you're saved, then you know it, clap your hands. If you're saved and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're saved and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're saved and you know it, then your life will surely show. If you're saved and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're saved and you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're saved and you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're saved and you know it. Oh, I forgot.
That's okay. Keep going, keep going, keep going.
Please, if you're saved and you know it, say amen. 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 If you're saved and you know it, do all three. Amen. If you're saved and you know it, do all three. Amen. If you're saved and you know it, then your life will surely show. If you're saved and you know it, do all three. If you're saved... you only clap your hands. If you're saved, then you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're saved, then you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're saved, then you know it, then your life will surely show. If you're saved, then you know it, say amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Good morning. We didn't know if the audience is going to participate. That was for next time, but thank God you guys are sharp. You're on the ball.
Anyway, you guys already did my part. I was going to include the audience in clapping your hands, but it's okay. I do have a short testimony. I'm a little bit, I've been a little bit skeptic about being a donor for my body parts, but donating my heart to Jesus Christ, I'm all for it. Amen.
You know, as I watched Natalia, when she came here, she was a toddler. Now she's turning into a young lady. So it's before long, she's not going to need that little stool. You could sit down on this stool while she gives her testimony. Okay. Any more testimonies this morning? Okay. Irene.
Good morning. You know, today, when I came, there were some songs going on, but when we end this worship songs with "I Exalt You" so many times, I said, "Lord, this is awesome. I really like this." And then after we finish, I just started the Lord speaking to me, and He always speaks to me and then confirms it with the word somehow to make sure that it's Him, right? And one thing He said is that when we exalt Him, our focus is on Him. And then when our focus is on Him, He can enlighten us, give us this revelation we need and the help we need, and definitely the light will expel the darkness that want to control and come against us. And I said, well, that's really good. And I thought about how can I confirm this. And there are two scriptures that came to me. And one is in Matthew's. And basically, this is Jesus' word, I think. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye is single, thy whole body shall be full of light. And you know the light is greater than any darkness around us. And I don't know how everybody is going right now with their lives, but there's a lot of things that we see around us that's not very light. It's very depressing. And the focusing in God, then the light will overcome all those things that want to pull us into different directions. And then, of course, in Ephesians 1, there's another word that, you know, we prayed almost every time when the word is being preached, and is that that we prayed. Paul is saying this, you know, it's the whole from the first chapter, the 16th verse. But this particular verse I want to highlight is that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, His will, in other words, in this situation, and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. That means His will, His purpose, and His desire, His kingdom to come and His will to be done. So I just thank You for that inspiration that came to me through worship. Amen? Amen.
Thank you. Okay, any more testimonies? Oh, okay. Norma, we'll take you first and then Michael.
Hi. Good morning, everybody. I was so excited to come here and talk for the second time since the website started. And the result of my, I want to tell you about the result of my coming home. There are sadness and they're excited. One thing, I was so sad. Because before going home, I planned to, since it was a school year, and all the children are in the school, and I know the principals and the teachers and on those schools, so I planned to talk to every class, just to let them know that there is Jesus waiting for them. But before I planned that, and do that. I told my sister about it, and she said, oh, no, you cannot talk on the classroom because there is a memo that nobody come to the class and talk about God. That excited, oh, it come here from the States to here. And I was so sad because that is already my plan before that, since before there is no memo on that. But now there is, so it's so sad about it. But there is a highlight of my trip that I call this highlight. Just going home on my plane, going there and coming back, almost turbulence in the plane. It is really so shaky. And even before landing, I know we are approaching the airport to the Philippines, and the turbulence is so, so strong. And I said to my person sitting beside me, are we landing or shaking? You know, because it's the same thing that when you land, it's the same, you feel that it's kind of you're rocking, shaky. But I was praying because it's too much, you know. If you are the first time to ride in the, oh, this is really rocky. But I prayed and I said, Lord, can you send some angels on this plane and lift up the plane, you know, before it goes down unexpectedly. And God listened to me, but I don't have that fear, but I know God is always with me, but you don't know what is, you are landing or you are still shaking the whole time. And that's the same time coming back. So I just said, Lord, just send me the angels in here so I'll be fine, you know. So, and the next exciting, because they are so delayed, going home, I spent 6 hours in Japan because the plane was delayed. So instead of arriving 10:50 in the Philippines, I arrived 2:00 in the morning. So counting it, I have 2 nights that I was not able to sleep. So when I arrived home, I was so exhausted and so tired of the trip, you know? But the exciting moment is I cannot talk to the school, and I'm said thinking, what is the next thing that I can do something? So one night, it's almost 5:00 or 6:00, in my sister's house, there was a brownout. So it is really, really black when it is nighttime, but it is still summer, so 6:00 is a little bit brighter. And so the children started to stay in the street. You know, the street is not so wide. So mostly the children are playing in the street, in the middle of the street. Some of the fathers, or some of the fathers and mothers are on the side of the street watching their children play. I told my sister, can you get your chick truck? And she got, because she, I sent her Tagalog version and English version of the chick truck. So, and asked my niece to distribute all the children the chick truck. You know, instead of playing in the middle of the street. Now they're excited to have that comic style to read it. And the exciting thing that I noticed, that almost everybody are reading and so curious and interested reading that chick truck. There is a boy that is 3 years old that expected not don't know how to read. And so he looked for his mom, and having a chick truck in his hand, gave it to his mom and let the mom read the chick truck. So he explained, and I saw the boy is really excitedly listened to the explanation of the mother. And after that reading, you know, as if the boy was so proud that he understand what the mother was reading. And the exciting thing is, after the mother read the comics, the chick truck, she said to herself, I said, I don't understand that. Now I know. I understand what I read. Never heard that before. Never learned that before. And I told my sister, you see, If you see all the people, all the children, every time is in the street, just let your granddaughter distribute the chitra and lead them. And even one soul, you will save one or two. When that moment, that one understands that Jesus is our Lord.
Thank you very much. I've been looking forward to hearing about what happened over there. Okay, Michael.
Today we heard that term, broken dreams. I think we need dreams. But not dreams based on fantasy. Dreams based on reality. And maybe the reality of God is the best reality of all. And I think God wants us to dream. Hoping maybe is dreaming. You know, I do see some worldly movies, read some worldly books once in a while. And I'm looking in there and I'm saying, oh, this romance could be so beautiful. Or this plan could be. And they're always throwing in a little dirt, a little gratuitous sex or whatever it is. You know, I fast forward with all of that. So the books we read, maybe they ought to express our hopes. You know, our entertainment, our thoughts, our life, our prayer life should merge all in accordance maybe with God's plan. See, I have a dream. And I'm not Martin Luther King, but I still have a dream. You know, maybe I dream God's plan. God has a plan. Does God have a dream? No, I don't think God has a dream. I'm just a man. I have a dream. But my plan can go along with God's plan, and I can have a dream. See, I don't have to have a broken dream. I don't have to have a broken dream. I can have an unbroken dream. You know, we look at the world and we say, disillusionment. Take a look at that word, illusionment. Take a look at that word, illusion. See, I don't want to be living in a world of illusion. I want to be living in a world of reality, truth, and God. And then I'm not disillusioned. I want it to be based on reality, and my dreams and reality can come true. So I don't want a life of broken dreams and bitterness and disillusionment. That's not what God wants. That's not what I want. So I heard the phrase, you know, broken dream. And we always hear that word disillusionment. Well, you know, if we're not illusioned, we're not going to become disillusioned. Why be involved in, I think Pastor Terrell mentioned that, a fantasy life, you know, all of these out in weird space or whatever it is. And then we're always like beaten down eventually by hard, tough reality. So I call this a reality church, a anti-illusionment church, a real church. See? So that's why I come here. And I do feel very gratified deep in my soul because it is so. And I want it to be so, and I want it to continue to be so, and I will be part of it as long as it is so.
All right. Thank you very much. Any more testimonies this morning? Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, so many times we hear bad news. You want to hear some good news? Can we stand some good news? I'm going to ask Jason to come on up. This is good news. He does not know what I'm doing. Jason lives in Yuba City. He works at Walmart during the night. And as a young person, he gets off work. What time do you get off work?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. You go home and change.
Yes.
Get in the car. Drive to church. Now, how many young people about 21 years old will do that, do you think? Not many. So, Jason, I just want to say congratulations. God bless you for being a great young man and that you are an example for other people. Just work all night and simply says, I'm going to go to church. No excuse. God bless you.
God bless you, Jason.
Okay.
Thank you.
Once in a while, we need to, you know, look at the positive side because we got so many negative things that are happening. And last week, Brother Sotiris prayed about the price of oil. You remember that? And oil last week was sitting at $69 a barrel. And the speculators, you know, were just pushing. Well, I can tell you this, that oil today is sitting at $59 a barrel. So Brother Sotiris was worth $10. Your prayer was worth $10 last week. So we're going to pray again today and ask God, you know, to lower it another $10, get into the 40s. Have you noticed this too, that the gas price have been dropping too? Except the big stations, you know, they still want to have, you know, as much as they can. But price is coming down. And someone says, well, you know, you think that is just, you know, a coincidence? I don't think so. I think when we pray, God hears our prayers, and he will simply do something about it. We're going to be praying here today, so let me just share some of the things here with you that we want to pray for. I talked to Deborah George last night, and she's doing good. She's praising God. And so I wrote this down here, and we're going to pray for this. Pray for Deborah and her two sisters. Deborah went through deliverance, and in a week, her sister would come to Sacramento for deliverance. Now, her sisters are, one is from Arizona, someplace. I don't know exactly the city. What's it? Apache Junction. All right. And the other sister is from Ventura. And they came up here about a week ago, spent 3 days or so in a motel, and did some paperwork. And this time they're coming up. They're determined to be delivered. They're going to spend about 4 or 5 days, and they're going to do that camping. Now, that's dedication. They're going to camp, come down here, and get delivered. So Deborah is doing fine, but has a few relapses with nicotine, but she's fighting hard to overcome this and be victorious. You remember that she always had her hair covered? Her hair has now grown out to the point that she's no longer covering her head. She stated that she loves her hair, that God is growing back. Also pray that she will get a job, as she has put an application to work at the rescue mission as a paid counselor. Now, you know, praise God, you know, when people come broken down, they get well, and then they can go to work. Well, somebody got to work. All right. Another prayer request we have here, and this is serious. And I'm not giving out the name on this. We're going to pray for a brother in Germany who is under severe attack. He grew up under communist regime, exposed to mind control as a child in public schools. Now, you and I cannot understand what it means to live under a communist regime. As a child to be, maybe Yurikan and Irina, they came for the Soviet Union. But it is tough, particularly if you're a Christian and you don't join the communist youth group. From being victorious for some time, he slumped back into a deep depression and a feeling that he will never amount to anything. The man is saved, but he's not able to break the chains of mind control which was used to enslave the population in communist countries. Unless you have had hopelessness, you might not understand. You say, why don't you just shake it off? When you have been under mind control, and they have split your personality, and you simply fall into, they come back with the controls. It can be a song that you hear on the radio. It can be a phrase that you read in the paper that they have built in. It's a terrible thing. So we want to pray for this brother in Germany. We're also going to pray for the finances of this ministry. Summer months are normally low income for churches, and with the financial crisis in the world, giving is down. We're going to pray that God will reverse this and give us a great miracle. If God can move on oil and press that down, I believe that God can send some finances over this way. All right, so let's have everybody come up and want to pray. And Thomas, would you pray for Deborah and her sisters? And Satiris, would you pray for this brother in Germany? And I'm going to have Sister Lois, if you pray for the finances. So let's start with Brother Thomas.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord. And we thank you for the opportunity to come and take part here on Sunday, be in the house of the Lord like the Word commands us to do. And Father, we want to thank you for the time that we spent with Deborah, that she left here healed, delivered, and praising the Lord. And by the testimony that was spoken by Pastor John, she's learning to love herself. It's a major hurdle for a lot of people. And so, Father, we thank you for the time that was spent there. And the also we want to thank you for the ladies that helped her through, and recognize them for their willingness to do what you've called them to do. And Father, we ask that you would strengthen her as she's back in her home state, Lord, in Kansas. We thank you, Father, for giving her supernatural protection. We thank you for helping her in the when the enemy comes in to try and bring back that chain of nicotine, that you would give her strength to resist, and that your angels would surround her and beat back the enemy. We know that the enemy comes in like a flood. And so we thank you, Father, for raising a standard against the enemy for her. And also that you would give her the job that you would have for her to do. And we know that you have a plan for every person's life. And Father, that you're looking for those that are willing. And so we thank you for continuing blessing upon her and giving her the job that she needs, the income, also help with her daughter. And then also we lift up her two sisters, Lord, that are coming for deliverance. And we thank you, Father, for being with them, helping them as they travel back and forth. And that you would let them get focused on their own lives individually, because the deliverance program is a relationship between you and God, and it's dealing with your own past. You can't ride on someone else's coattails. It has to be you and God. So we thank you, Father, for bringing them through, giving them lives that are surrendered to God, and that also that they would come out repaired. Basically, it's like going to the shop, and you spend a lot of time there getting repaired. So we thank you for that. We thank you for doing that work in their lives. They can live victorious Christian lives, and they can be fruit that will remain. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that you say in your word, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Mark 9:23. And we know, Lord, nothing is impossible for you. Nothing absolutely is impossible for you. And I pray, O Lord, today that you let the faith of this man in Germany rise and grow and trust in you, O Lord, that you are able to deliver him. You are able to break that bondage. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving him peace in his heart and saturate him with your peace, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that he will receive the healing today and the deliverance. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for mighty victory here. And right now we ask you, Lord, that you break the yoke of bondage, that the mind control, we claim it today, all in unity, all in one accord. We come before the throne of God and we ask you to break the yoke of bondage of mind control that no longer will have any effect upon this man in the name of Jesus, and he will be set free once and for all, and he will have the victory. And he will have a testimony that can never quit. And we thank you, Lord, that you're more than able to do it. And we trust in you. And, oh Lord, we want to claim also Mark 11:24. Whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And, Lord, we believe it. We believe and we receive the healing for that man in Germany. And Lord, all the glory goes to you. And we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen.
Father God, we lift up this church, Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, that you have established here in Sacramento. And you have given instructions to Pastor John to keep it going, to help it grow, to keep ministering to those who come here. And he has been faithful, Lord God. And Father, maybe we have let him down. Maybe we don't pray as much for regular expenses every week and every month like we ought to, Lord God. Please forgive us for that. And help us, Lord, by your Holy Spirit reminding us to pray for our church daily, to pray always that the finances will come in to keep it running and keep it going and be able to produce things that will help people come to Jesus and help them to understand true doctrine and understand your word. Father God, we ask that you touch every person in this room today and every person listening over the webcasting, Lord God, and all those who write in faithfully month after month. Father God, speak to our hearts and let us know the needs of this ministry, that we will be very attentive to it and not slack. And when it comes to a big thing, we pray hard for it, Lord God, and you answer. And you've brought in all of the money for the webcasting and you keep it going. But Father, when it comes to the routine things, I don't think we pray as much as we should. And I am guilty of it too. And Father, I want you to remind me and remind all of us that the pastor has to have a salary to eat and feed his wife, and they have to be able to pay their bills just like everybody else, and that church has expenses that have to be maintained in order for us to meet here. So, Father God, help us to be very attentive to that, and thank you for what you're going to do to show us your miraculous power. When we pray, you will answer, and the money will come in, and it won't be lacking. In Jesus' name, we thank you and praise your name.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to have another praise report here. I'm going to ask Sister Shireen to come on up here. And, you know, so many times we hear about the problem, never hear about the solutions. Mm-hmm. Now, Sister Shireen came here, actually, 2 years ago, your marriage got broken up. Mm-hmm. And you remember that they were here. Husband was arrested, put in a clink, and you moved with your daughters or relatives or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she called us up. We haven't talked to the Streisands at that time for a long time. And she said, you know, my husband is violent, this and that. What do I do? And I says, well, if that's the way he is, I said, just go and turn him in because he needs to be dealt with. So she went, turned him in, they arrested him, and William got the shock of his life being up in a clink. Well, things happened out. You remember that we set money down for keeping the motel for a while? And then God moved upon us. We brought him up here to Sacramento. We kept him at a production center temporarily. He went through deliverance. And now, Shireen, you were in the Bay Area, and William was crying every day, I need my wife. And at that time, you didn't want to call and talk to him. So I simply said this, you seek God. God will bring back your wife. You seek God. So he did. And sure enough, after a little while, after maybe a week or 2 weeks, Shireen called. And he was so happy. He said, you know, she called me and I talked to her. And I said, well, praise the Lord. Well, eventually they got reconciled and they moved up here. A lot of us went down to the Bay Area, to Fremont, Satira's truck and Joanne's truck. And we got them up here, got them into a duplex miracle. And now for the miracle today, Sharon, are you moving into your new house?
Yeah.
When? Sharon.
The next Saturday, we'll move all the big things in there, and we'll officially really be there. It's up in Forest Hill, and it's beautiful, and God really blessed us with it. It was a long road to this, but, you know, he's faithful, and he just works no matter where you flub up. As long as you your heart is right, he will work in it, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
Praise God.
Now, this is a real miracle. You think about this, that they were broken and, you know, had no money 2 years ago. And God has worked in their lives where they qualified for a loan. They got a house. They're moving in. And so what I'm sharing with you that are here and you that are watching us is this. With God, no things are impossible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen to that.
So you may go down and we're going to pray it and thank God. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you right now for William and Shireen, Father God, that 2 years after their marriage had broken up, after time in jail, Lord, and all kind of difficulties, you blessed them where they are moving into their own home, Father God. It might not be a $2 million mansion, but to them, Lord, it's a beautiful place. And we thank you, Father God, and when we serve you, you give us a heart's desire, and you look after us. And I want to bless you and praise you for that right now, Lord. And Father God, we want to thank you also for Billy Kostrykin. He really wants to be known as Bill. We thank you, Father God, that this young man was baptized 2 weeks ago, back in college, pulling A's on his test, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you took this man that was hopelessly addicted to alcohol and down and had no hope in himself, Lord. That, Father God, you have turned that young man around and given him hope and victory. And we thank you, Father God, there have been many victories in this church. And we praise you for that, Lord. We want to thank you, Father God, that last week as the church prayed for the old prices. Did you lower the $10? And Father God, the greedy traders, investors, speculators of the oil companies, we pray, Father God, that you push them down further, that they should not be able to gouge us. But Lord, we thank you. I'm going to pray that you will honor my prayer with $10, Lord, that I can come here next week and say oil is $49 a barrel. That will be a great reward, Lord. And I think in faith, I believe that.
Yes.
And Father God, there are so many different things to pray for. And we thank you right now that every prayer spoken in today has been heard. And we thank you, Lord, for those that need to go through deliverance. Those that are here with us today that are hurting. They are in confusion. They know they got demonic problems. We pray today, Father God, that they will be an inspiration to them. And they will come and say, can you pray for me also? So that, Father God, every man, every woman, born girl in this ministry can be absolutely, totally healed and have total, absolute victory. And we give you praise and worship for this now. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who are great said, amen, amen and amen. Amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out to this time.